food, and water. When the worship of God is first in our lives, blessings flow. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you. Exodus 23:25. His promise. We are given a powerful promise from our God. He states here very clearly that as we worship him, he blesses us. He is speaking of full worship, not the nod in his direction that barely acknowledges him in the midst of our hectic pace. Our act of worship should be a lifetime commitment to God himself. It is a powerful link to him. As we grow in the realization that he is everything and worthy of our praise, we also come to understand that without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing, and have no purpose in existence. When, however, we treasure our relationship with him and honor the worship of him, we grow in our closeness to God. If we hold him in the foremost part of our hearts and lives, his nearness is precious and his blessings are abundant. God's promise is to bless our lives as we worship him. Worship with all your heart and your most basic needs. Your very food and water will be blessed. Another blessing of worship is that sickness is taken away from us. When we are worshiping God, we are linked to him in a perfect bond. It is a holy, pure, joyful connection of praise to our Creator. We are drawing closer to the one who made and knows every cell of our being. He knows exactly what is needed to heal us. He can wipe away the imperfection and bring healing to us as he takes the sickness away. What a blessed promise we have here. The God who loves us wants us to have perfect joy. As we bring our praise and worship to our loving Father, he accepts the love, worship, and joy we bring to him and blesses us with his grace, mercy, healing, and provision. He is indeed our Father of glorious promises.